This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, the home of the World Championship Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, we also broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way. We're also on Gab the same way. We're also on Parler at the Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us, hour number one on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, it took 6 days for Joe Biden to pick up the telephone and call Texas Governor Greg Abbott and offer any type of assistance or even speak to him about the problems that we're having in Texas. I don't think that's much of a president.
No, it's really not, Captain. It really does speak volumes, though, and I think they had to put out some statement and have the president call the governor just to try to, try to make it look like something was happening, but you're exactly right. This is not the kind of response, the kind of gung-ho thing that we need to see from the White House when you have this big of a natural disaster in America.
Plus, in the middle of all of this, Joe Biden took a snow day.
He did take a snow day, and this is reminiscent to me, Captain, of the times, so many times during the campaign, when they would call a lid, as they say, very early in the morning, 10 or 10:30 or something in the morning, and no more events that day for the campaign. And this is, unfortunately, I think we're going to see more of these so-called snow days.
Well, the power is now on across most of Texas. There's maybe a few exceptions, but very few. And food and water is now in very short supply. And Biden plans to visit Texas sometime next week, perhaps on Tuesday. I'm not so sure he's going to get a very warm welcome. And he's pushing speedy disaster funding. Well, that means they got to get the printing press going.
Exactly right. And one would think, I believe the weather in Texas, generally speaking, is supposed to be warming up by about that time. But again, it just seems like too little too late. And the politics, Captain, are so very much wrapped up in this, and it's a very unfortunate thing. We're talking about people from the registered Democrats, registered Republicans, independents, what have you, and the president. Remember, he said he'd be the president for everybody, but unfortunately we haven't seen the kind of reaction that one would expect.
Well, this is exactly what I would expect from an Obama-Jared administration in days gone by, where you would make the other side suffer, sit there and suffer a little bit, because you were trying to get some some positivity back on your side and say, well, look what we did. Republicans sat there in their hands and did nothing, and we came in and saved the day. Not true. This guy's been sitting on his butt and taking a snow day to boot when he should have been in Texas the day after this happened.
Well, sure, and quite frankly, a lot of the talk
You don't think Donald Trump wouldn't have been?
Well, no, I think he would have been. He would have been finding out because, as you've been talking about, Captain, there are generators that are available to be, you know, taken to the areas where they
need
them. And why we didn't see any kind of encouragement or anything like that is just beyond me.
And the National Guard could have taken some of their portable tents with them for housing, for heat, and all that sort of stuff. They're scattered all over the place. We've got National Guard units, and we've got big C-5A galaxies that sit right over here, not very far away from me. They all could have been busy doing something, and nothing happened.
Well, exactly right. And it's going to have an impact, I think, Captain, on how the Biden administration is perceived. And also the talk about, well, the Texans don't embrace climate change, and so therefore, you know, this is a comeuppance of some sort, is absolutely ridiculous, it's disingenuous, and it's just mean.
Well, here's the other part that we know about all of this. The Texas storm may cost insurers a record first quarter loss, and insurers could suffer just catastrophic losses because of all the damage that's been done. Because after this historic Texas winter storm, it's crippled the state's electronic grid as well as caused extensive damage, including collapsed roofs, broken pipes, ruptured pipes from the water systems that the municipalities have. And the insurer credit rating agency, AM Best, said on Friday that they're going to start putting a handicap on all of this because they can't keep up with it fast enough.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, the only mitigating factor that could be, at least in the near term here, trying to get back to normal in terms of coverage and payouts and so forth, would be the idea that this is sort of a once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-hundred-year sort of event.
Well, it was storm of the century.
That's right. So, because it's not typical, but you're right, Captain, and this is just a devastating thing. It's everybody, I'm sure everybody in Texas, to some degree or another, has a burst pipe or some other major problem at their home or business or building or what have you that's been affected by this. So there's, I mean, where do you start? It's just everywhere.
Well, that's absolutely true. And you've had, I think it was last count, 57 people that had been overcome by carbon monoxide because they were trying to keep warm in their cars. And these people didn't realize that you had to have a window open and you couldn't sit in your garage with a car running and think that you were going to warm the house and all this other nonsense. Goodness sake. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. When we come back, you know, it's kind of odd, a little bit of an oddity anyway, that Nancy Pelosi and Chucky Boy Schumer may be hiding something about January 6th.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Thank you so very much for tuning in, chiming in, opining in. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor for, about 5 years now or thereabouts. And the fact of the matter is, it is a product that I believe in wholeheartedly because of the fact that it does everything that I need to have to help me with the swelling I have in my ankle and the inflammation and the pain that I suffer almost every day in my leg, and sometimes it goes up to my knee and occasionally up to my hip. But I take this religiously, and when I do, because of what's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it goes right straight to the source of the pain, and it either eliminates it altogether or makes it tolerable, and it gets rid of the swelling and the inflammation. So it works. That's all I can tell you. It's 100% drug-free. It also supports healthy joints and muscles. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases discomfort, and helps in the healing process, too. Now, the three-week quick start only costs $19.95 to get it all going. You can go to the website they gave me, which is relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, check it out, and try that $19.95 three-week quick start. And tens of thousands of people have tried it, and it works for them. Hopefully, you'll be another one. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What are Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer hiding about the January 6th riot?
Well, primarily, Captain, I think they're hiding, or at least don't want people to know, what's contained within emails and videos from that day that would be connected to the Capitol Police.
Okay, and we do know that Judicial Watch has sued the Capitol Police to get that information, because everybody believes we want to know when and what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer knew and when they knew it, because this riot was planned in advance by a group of people probably at least a month or two before it ever took place.
Well, precisely. So there are a lot of unanswered questions. And what's happening right now, though, of course, Captain, is there is a specific narrative that is being put out there. And we all want to know what happened. We all saw what happened, obviously, on our screens. But the emails and the security footage will shed a lot more light on that. And especially with Judicial Watch, they're requesting emails, I believe, from January 1st through January 10th. 2021. Now, evidently, there's been some response from the Capitol Police declining any records because they say that Congress exempts itself from the Freedom of Information Act and that the videos and emails are not, quote, public records. So that's where Judicial Watch has its work cut out, but obviously is not going to give up too easily on this.
Now, we're all sitting around wondering about Joe Biden. And we're wondering if he's thinking about 2024, or if by having Kamala Harris make the call the other day to the world leaders, if he's letting her do a little bit more, because we all know they want to have the first female president, and if Biden steps away, we'll obviously have one, right?
Well, that's true, exactly. Yeah.
So the president, Joe Biden, has been fueling the air with a whole bunch of speculation here, because again, I watch him when he walks into these meetings, and he kind of tippy toe. He's walking on his toes. I've never quite seen anything like it. He walks on his toes so he doesn't trip.
Well, precisely. We've seen a lot of things happen throughout the campaign, but arguably, the campaign is very different from actually being the president. And now that he's actually being the president, the weight of the office, I'm sure, Captain, for any person who would step into the Oval Office and be president, it has to be overwhelming, so for somebody like Joe Biden, who is already demonstrating a lot of these factors, it just must be devastating.
All right. Are you ready for a treat?
Yep.
Here we go. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go for it now.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You know, whether Joe Biden cannot handle the job, we all know that. The Democrats haven't. You know, you could put Trump in president today, and the economy would shoot through the roof. You could have, it's just an amazing difference, the whole synergy that Trump brings compared to this administration, okay? And when is the NAACP going to tell the governors that you can't keep black people in their house, you can't shut the state down? Martin Luther King set you free. Why are you letting some crusty old white governor tell you that you can't go to work while they're making $250,000 a year? You're stupid. You're absolutely stupid. Standing up for the country, standing up for our military. You know, the Democrats don't have one good idea that helps the American people, but they want to sound good. Look at Bill Gates. The guy can't get 10 votes. He's going to try and tell us that he's got the cure. Shut up, Bill. You're a loser, and all you people, all you other Democrats are losers. You couldn't get 10 votes with your billions of dollars. Stand up for the country. Stand up for our military. And you fake Republicans, you can go home, too. Let's get to work. Peace.
All right. Well, that's Todd in Tampa. Not too bad. He only took 75 seconds, but I was just waiting to see what would happen. But that's some good stuff here. But here's the other thing, okay? Kyle, have you ever heard of something called Operation Choke Point?
I have, yes.
Well, back in the days of Barack Obama, the movement Operation Choke Point came out. Federal regulators were instructed banks to not give money to certain conservative entities, businesses like gun sellers and pawn shops and short-term money lenders, that sort of thing, and that was being done by the federal government. Well, it got found out about, and a huge brouhaha began. A lawsuit erupted, and they had to back off that because they were threatened with, I guess, the wrath of God coming to them via a lawsuit. by cutting down on people's ability to be able to make money. Now, guess what?
What's that?
It's back.
Okay.
The Biden administration is going to bring back the Operation Choke Point thing under perhaps a different name. But Valerie Jarrett, this was her little baby.
Well, I'm not surprised. But, of course, Captain, in this country, just because you voted for the other person, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean you can't run your business. And that's just a political attack.
Yeah. And one of the things that they're doing is they're trying to, they think that they can boot people off social platforms and this, that, and the other. They've got Twitter. They've got Facebook. But there's other social platforms, as you and I both know. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler, who came back. Yeah, they got put out of business for a little while, but they came back, didn't they?
They have, yes.
And the cancel culture thing, that may be good for the goody two-shoes, but there are people out there and there are organizations out there that are very, very strong and very solid when it comes to not having to sit here and worry and be upset about who's going to do what to whom. And one of them happens to be the flagship station that I'm sitting at, part of the Salem Media Group, because we are, Salem is the largest conservative group in America when it comes to communication.
Well, that's exactly right.
We're the only one right now.
That's true.
And we have all our own platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And even my syndicator, GCN, has some of their own platforms. They've learned, and they're starting to do that. So the people that are there that are in this business and know what's happening, they get their own platforms, they do their own thing, and guess what? They can still operate.
That's true, because, the idea, Captain, with free speech is that if there's speech out there that you don't particularly like, it's usually the best thing is more speech. But what happens is those on the left and the Democrat Party elite, it appears, they just want to shut down speech that they don't like because they don't like competing in the marketplace of ideas.
Yeah, and by the way, the end of America First has now officially begun. Joe Biden has officially reversed the Trump foreign policy in an address to allies this week. America First is gone.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Captain. It's the way that President Biden talks about these kinds of things. It sounds like a real speech. It has he says America's back and look and here it's all back now and stuff like that. It sounds like a regular speech, but it's really just kind of a lot of nonsense because it's just a repudiation of because he didn't like Trump or he didn't like Trump's policies. But it didn't sound like a substantive thing that people could just take to the bank.
Yep. And folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is in the news. I'll tell you what it is that's going on there. And I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden tried to boost U.S. confidence for coronavirus vaccines. He visited a Pfizer production facility in Michigan. He says it's essential that people get the shots and not shy away.
I can't give you a date when this crisis will end, but I can tell you we're doing everything possible to have that day come sooner rather than later.
There's been a key change to the U.S. immigration policy. The government has released 25 asylum seekers who had been held on the Mexican side of the California border with notices to appear in court. This finally ends their long wait in Mexico. The group was first tested for COVID-19 and is now quarantining in hotel rooms. This is a big departure from the Trump policy of keeping them out of the country. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. And I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, I just paid my car insurance, and I was looking at the premium, and I was looking at how much money I saved compared to a couple of other cost comparisons that I did, and it was just amazing. They continued to save me money after all these years, 15 years of being with them, and I'm very happy to tell you about it because Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, you can go to their website, Geico. G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can go there and you can sign up for their program and get involved with everything that's going on. And guess what? You will be able to do exactly what the rest of us have done, and that is save a bunch of money. And that's what it's all about, right? You don't want to pay any more money than what you have to. Especially when it comes to insurance. So, that would be my theory anyway. So go over to the website, GEICO.com, Geico, GEICO.com, and check it out. And you can get a cost comparison for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, motorcycle, boat, ATV, RV, and don't
forget. This is Kyle Warren, professor.
There he is. And don't forget, you can also get your homeowners or your renter's insurance policy over there too. And Kyle wants to talk so much. Gee, Kyle, you're everywhere.
That's right. That just started up there. But here I am. That's right.
Well, I figured out what the problem was there.
Good.
And it just all of a sudden fired up on its own. All right, well, let's go back over here. I just mentioned briefly that the America First policy that the president had is now officially gone. Joe Biden, in a conversation with world leaders, said it's now everybody together, not America First. So, okay, fine. Be that way, Joe, but I kind of like America First. I still like it. I'm still going to use it. Now, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, who is probably the best governor in America, would I get any argument there?
I don't think so.
Has ordered the lowering of all flags here in Florida to half-staff for Rush Limbaugh. The only people that had the audacity to complain about that were Democrats.
Yeah, it's how sad is that, you know? It's what a great honor for Rush and a way that Governor DeSantis can show that. Yeah.
Before I came over, and I fly a flag in my front yard on my flagpole, before I came over to the station tonight, I lowered my flag to half staff in honor of Rush Limbaugh.
That is very, very cool. Absolutely.
Yep. Now, nobody else had done that yet because they may not have known what was going on, but I'll bet when I go back, there'll be other flags at half mast. So I'll go, how come the captain's got his flag at half mast?
Right. Well, in order to get the flag it is done from time to time, but someone who had such a massive impact on America, on the broadcast industry, people are talking about, putting the golden EIB microphone in the Smithsonian, they're making those suggestions now.
Mm-hmm.
It's that much of an impact. And so here's someone who single-handedly did something mm-hmm. that was of great importance. And so, mm-hmm. yes, I think it would be appropriate to do that.
Well, back in the day during Ebola, we had this guy called Little Dr. Fauci that nobody even knew about, who warned of unintended consequences of quarantines.
Yes, I know. Yeah, isn't that something?
What are we doing now?
Well, we're in perpetual quarantine just about, and most unfortunately, and it doesn't look like we can come out of them very, very soon, at least in terms of what people like Fauci are going to say.
Because of what Florida is doing and the way they're doing it, you heard the term herd immunity, right?
Oh, yes.
In another couple of months or so, with the numbers that we've got going on here, we may be actually in the middle of herd immunity because another county yesterday got rid of their mandatory mask requirements at the end of the month.
That's exactly right. And so now if we begin to see that in the numbers, I wonder how long it's going to take, Captain, for many of the politicians to tell us, no, you don't understand the numbers. The numbers aren't really right, and so we're going to keep doing what we're doing kind of a thing.
Hey, 1 + 1 = 2, right? 2 + 2 = 4, right?
Yep.
4 - 4 = 0, right?
Right.
What don't they understand about that?
Well, see, it kind of harkens back to the other day when Governor Newsom here in California said, they didn't want to release all the numbers and stuff because it would confuse people. People would get confused by it.
Yeah.
Again, it's the goalpost will move. If we've learned anything from Dr. Fauci, it's the goalpost will move.
I am so glad you just mentioned California because it leads me right into this story. The Oakley School Board. Well, first, we heard yesterday the president of the school board was resigning because of that little Zoom thing that they had that they thought they weren't on. Now I understand everybody resigned, the whole school board.
They have, and I think they resigned because there was an enormous fallout, obviously.
Well, of course.
Yeah, from this video that is so reprehensible, Captain. Obviously, they get an F. For their conduct, there's no doubt about it, bad conduct. And the very fact that they talk so disrespectfully about parents, and then one of them even implied that parents wanted their kids in school so they could stay home and receive shipments of marijuana. I mean, this has just gone way over the edge. And for one of the board members to say, if you call me out, I'm going to blank you up. This kind of stuff. And they thought nobody was listening, but they revealed their character, and now they've resigned, and that's a good thing.
Yes, it is. Don't need people like that around, especially a school district. And this is why, folks, when I say all politics start local, think nationally but act locally, where are the school board people elected from at what level?
I believe the county level, right?
The local level.
Okay.
Yeah, the local level. If the school is a township, so be it. If the school is a village, so be it. If the school is a county, so be it. Whatever. But it's at the local level.
Well, and again, it's a way for people to be involved, and that school board needs to reflect the best interest of the students and the parents. The parents aren't just people looking for babysitters. That was another one of the comments. Oh, they just want their babysitters back.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nancy Pelosi, and we talked about this yesterday, but we've got to talk about it again because it's back in the news again. Nancy Pelosi has said that by the end of next week, the $1.9 trillion COVID stimulus bill will be passed and sent over for the president to do what he needs to do. And then sometime in March, the checks will all be sent out, to $1,400, not $2,000, but the $1,400 checks. They've added a whole bunch of pork onto it. Not sure what they've done to it, but we'll find out when we find out, I guess. And they're going to pass it without a single Republican vote.
Well, sure, and they're going to own it. But what they want to do, though, is try to take a lot of credit for, we're saving you with $1,400. And people, there's no doubt, people need money. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But they are coming along like they're the superheroes, when months and months and months ago, Captain, they withheld the aid from the American people for political reasons.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
All summer long.
Yeah, and we're going to keep reminding people about that, by the way.
You're darn right we are, because we know it. We know what they're doing. And for anybody that's sitting there going, well, how come Trump won't? How come Trump won't? Because he wasn't in charge of the Congress.
That's right.
Come on. Elections have consequences, folks.
Yeah, precisely
and
right.
By the way, where do all the money bills originate?
Where's that?
The House of Representatives.
That's right. Yep.
That's Nancy Pelosi.
Well, you know, but again, they, as you said, they want to put all this stuff in it. There's going to be a little bit more of the monthly payments, I think, for children, which is going to be, I think, $3,600 paid out over several months.
Yeah.
But again, Captain, you know, one of the primary reasons that they wanted to do this stuff anyway is get money to their cohorts.
And before we go to break, John Kerry says we've got 9 years till the world comes to an end because of climate change. We've got 9 years. Do you know how long I've been listening to that?
Well, for 20, 30 years, maybe?
No, I'd say probably 50 or 60 years, ever since way back in the olden days of high school and whatnot, way back then, yep.
Well, sure, and of course they'll say that, and then we'll get 9 years down the road, and they'll say, well, we made some progress, we can push this back. It's like those hands close to midnight, you know, that kind of thing. But again, that's just for shock value, and it's purely for political...
You think?
Oh, sure. He doesn't believe that any more than the man on the moon.
All right. Well, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, folks, a professor of politics. And again, you know, this stuff is there. You just can't make this stuff up. And oh, by the way, when we come back from our break, do you think, folks, and we'll get into this, do you think Joe Biden has the backbone and the spine to negotiate a better deal with Iran? Or are we going to give him a whole bunch of stuff that we shouldn't be giving them at all, because they're going to have nuclear weapons and we're going to be the ones that allow them to do it? Be right back. Don't go nowhere. Captain America Third Watch rolls along.
Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate that. This is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. And by the way, for those of you that were in Texas that took advantage of the offer from the Pilots and Flying J's, they said, hey, we got food, we got generators, we got restrooms, we got laundry. Come on over. If you got to spend a little time in our parking lot, it beats having to asphyxiate yourself in a garage of your house, for goodness sake. But anyway, great that the people were able to do that. All righty, and we're going to get going here with a little Black Crowes. Here we go.
Yeah.
that's the Black Crowes and something called Charmin' Mess. You ever heard that one, Kyle?
I haven't heard that one, but I like it. It sounds like classic Black Crowes. That's great.
Oh, yeah, and I dug it out of the archives. I didn't even know they had that one, and I found it, and I went, yep, I'm going to play this, so there you go. All righty, well, folks, Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and here we go. I'm going to read the statement. I'm going to turn it over to Kyle because we do have some weather, and tonight the weather is getting kind of nasty out to the west again, although we got problems to the east, and I'll get into all that in a minute. The weather for the U.S. this weekend is expected to be mostly quiet with no large winter storms. Now, one story will be the gradual thaw and the moderating temperatures from the middle third of the U.S. into the upper Midwest from Texas, the lower Mississippi Valley. Now, it's going to be in the 40s and in the 50s and in the 60s and by the middle of next week in the 70s over there in Texas. That'll help out greatly. Now, by Sunday and into early next week, temperatures will almost be near normal, if not slightly above average, after the recent Arctic blast all around the country.
That's exactly right, Captain. And we're going to start up in Big Sky Country tonight. We've got the high wind watch. This is in the area of Great Falls along I-15, also Helena. And Helena's checking in at 24 degrees tonight, but they have that high wind watch there in Montana. And it reaches down also across I-90 near Bozeman. So be very careful there. Winter weather advisory, this is going to be on the Idaho-Wyoming border. And this is going to be east of the 15 freeway there. But it is going to cover the Grand Tetons, also Jackson, so on down towards border with Colorado there, Utah. And then also in Cheyenne, Laramie area, as you head on out west from Laramie on I-80, there's going to be a winter weather advisory there as you progress over towards Elk Mountain. New Mexico, also, the word is going to be wind tonight. Santa Fe, near on I-25 there, we've got wind advisory in that area. Wind advisory also covering most of northern Arizona tonight. This is going to be along I-40, so be careful if you have a high-profile vehicle, of course, in any kind of wind situation like this coming through Flagstaff, heading on towards Kingman. That wind advisory is there. And, Captain, the Southern California wind went away, but now it's back, and it's back again, and this is back on I-40, also I-15 in the Barstow area, also down through Victorville, Hesperia. This is notorious, of course, for having some pretty high winds, so be careful out there. This stretches all the way up through Ventura, Santa Barbara, the Oxnard area there. Also, winter lake wind advisory, this is up near Reno and Carson City tonight. Winter weather advisory in Northern California as you head up the Interstate 5, near Medford, Oregon, and then also, Captain, just outside of Portland, winter weather advisory tonight as well. It's cold out there, but windy.
All right. Well, we're going to start in Texas, folks, and if you're traveling along I-10 west through San Antonio over towards Houston, about 30, 40 miles out of Houston, you'll get out of the slippy roads and slick stuff. A lot of black ice in the roads tonight, especially the interstate, especially the bridges. Please be careful. Cold temperatures there tonight. Wind chills are down into the single digits in some places, and the further north you go into Texas as well as into Oklahoma and Arkansas and the northern part of Mississippi and Louisiana, you'll have wind chill factors down around zero or slightly below zero. Now, the other thing is you've got a hard freeze tonight in South Texas on down from about Galveston all the way down to Brownsville and Harlingen and on up towards Eagle Pass. A real hard freeze there tonight. And I-20 will continue out of Texas, about Tyler, Texas, all the way across through Mississippi, right about to the Alabama line, with plenty of black ice. Again, please be careful. Most of the bridges are very, very, very slippery. And North-South highways coming out of New Orleans, 55 and 57 and 59 going up through Mississippi. You're going to have some slippy areas there, too. I-30, there'll be a section coming out of there by Texarkana going into a little bit of Arkansas where you're going to have some slippery road conditions as well. And, again, remember, it's still
cold there with the actual temperature down in the teens, maybe even below that, and the wind chill down around zero or slightly below. Now, Kyle, because the weather has changed up in the Midwest, the upper Midwest, Omaha south down to the Kansas line through the central part of Nebraska, you've got a dense fog advisory tonight, which means the weather's going to be getting a little bit better, getting warmer up there. That same dense fog advisory goes from the Illinois line all the way up following I-90 and I-94 up to the Minnesota line, and then the eastern part of Minnesota to include part of I-94, part of I-35, just south of the Twin Cities, there was a dense fog advisory. Now, moving over to the east side of Lake Michigan in Michigan, on the west side of Michigan, you've got a winter storm warning there for snow that's going to be coming in off the lake. And that same thing applies over in the upstate New York area from the New York State line, Ripley to Buffalo, and then from Rochester all the way over to I-81 and down across through Syracuse and down towards Cortland, New York on I-81. So a lot of you probably know where that is, but from Cortland north to Syracuse and up towards Oswego, you will have lake effect snow. It's going to be that way until about 10 o'clock tomorrow night, so be advised to that. And that's what we got right now that we're looking at with the weather there, Kyle. And again, for everybody that's out there in the highways and byways, when you see the big old pilot of the Flying J, pull on in there and tell them you were listening to the captain. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, number one. And number two, you drivers that aren't already members of the Drivers Club, why not? You get points, for God's sake, for buying diesel fuel, for buying your food, for buying supplies in the store. You can use those points to save on your purchases there. And they also have a Drivers Club with a catalog. You can use the points in there to get stuff out of the catalog. It's a great deal. And the RVers that are out there, too, they've got an RV club. So there you go. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, a lot of truckers and a lot of folks are getting acquainted with the pilot and Flying J in these areas where you've seen the extreme weather. And they're learning about the amenities. And you mentioned some of that before, Captain. There's the public laundry there. You can get your laundry done. They also have showers and restrooms.
Yep.
Also, they have what's called the idle air service as well that you can get. The Wi-Fi you can sign up for. So if you're having to work on stuff while you're downtime because of the weather, they've got that as well. So check it out.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with hour number two. And Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, we never did get into this, but we will when we come back. Does Joe Biden have the backbone or the spine to negotiate a better deal with Iran? We'll tell you what we think when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.